Hi guys, I'm back again with another podcast here on English with Sergio Taylan. I hope you are having a great day. So this podcast is about present simple. I know you probably don't like grammar. Grammar is something maybe you say it's bullshit, it's nonsense, not good, it's bad. But it's really useful to understand fully what grammar is and how it works, since we are not living in a native, you know, an English speaking country. So it's very useful to know how to use grammar properly and correctly. So in this podcast, I'll be talking about present simple, which is something which is probably the most used tense in English language. Present simple, as it is simple, very, very simple. Present simple we use for different purposes, for different, you know, aims, for, you know, deliver different speeches. The first one and the most important one is when we talk about routines, or when you talk about things that happen almost every day, like it's not something new, it's something general. For example, if you talk about your daily life, something that you do every day, like it's a habit, it's a routine, or it's a hobby that you do every day. For example, I would say, I wake up every day at 8 o'clock in the morning. I wake up every day. This is not only about today, it's not about yesterday. It is something general. It's something that happens to me every day. It happens again and again. So it's not something new. Okay? I listen to music. It means generally in my life, I listen to music. So it's not something it's not something new. It's something general. Or I go to work. This is for I. For he, she, it. When we use present simple, with present simple, when we have the third person singular, okay, he, she, it, we add S or ES to the main verb. For example, she goes to school. She goes to school. He works at a company. He works. Or it works. It rains in the winter. It rains. It he, she, we use or we add S or ES. The first one, as we said, the main purpose of a present simple is to talk about or describe daily life or routines. The other purpose of using present simple is when we talk about general facts or truth. Okay, for example, you could say the earth goes around the sun. It rains in the winter. It's a fact. It's a fact. The water boils at 100 Celsius degrees. Okay, these are facts. These are truth. These are things that are always, always the same. Okay, for facts, for general ideas, general conditions, we use present simple. Another use of present simple is with scheduled. For example, we say the train leaves at 8. The train leaves at. So it's scheduled by, you know, somebody else, by the government, by the school, an institution, or something else. For example, you say, my class starts at 8:30. So your class is arranged or scheduled by your school. So it's a rule, it's a fact that is designed to your class. So, and also we use present simple to describe stories. Even things happened in the past, we can tell them in present simple. For example, you tell a story, you retell a story, you want the person, the audience, to have an image, okay? So you tell the story in present simple. You say, okay, the story is he goes to the store and he points the gun to the shop assistant and he asks him some money. So it happened in the past, but yet you tell it in the present simple form to make better sense. So I hope you understand it, because present simple is pretty much very simple. It's very easy. You don't have to hesitate. You have to listen to English every day. I speak English every day. So it's present simple. I go to school every day. It's present simple. When you talk about habits, routines, for example, I listen to music. I play video games. I watch TV. These are things that happen every day. Not only one day, not only yesterday, not only this week, but happens again and again, like habits. When something is a habit, when something is a hobby, when you do it again and again, so we use present simple, which is very simple. Thank you guys very much for listening to our podcasts. Please subscribe to our podcast channel, and you can find us on Facebook, on Telegram, and on YouTube, searching for English with Sarkoat and Helan. You'll find us easy. We are available on social media, and we hope you get benefits from our audios. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.